Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into the Making Eight radio show. We are live on the air this afternoon. We are doing a special show today. The boss lady and her helper, the boss lady being Kelly Meesick, and Scott's going to be her helper. They're out at a live show in Fellsmere, Florida today. We're going to be getting with them here in just a little bit. Sneaky, are you on the air with me right now? Sneaky, can you hear me? How about it, Sneaky?
I can hear you.
Okay. I got you now. All right, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Technical difficulty, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, that's about par for the course with me. I just want to let you guys know that y'all are further south than I am, and y'all have to be in warmer weather than what I'm in. Went to a rodeo here in town last night. I was supposed to have been back down at Greenwood at the SSBR down there, but weather started moving in on us up here. We had some freezing rain, sleet, that eventually turned into to snow. And when I came out of the bull riding the rodeo last night at 10:15, it looked like a blizzard up here. We in North Mississippi, it looked kind of like the North Pole, and we're not used to that up here. We're used to this time of the year, you know, mid-60s, something like that, but it's 36 degrees right now. We got snow on the ground. It looks like the North Pole up here.
Well, all I got was a little rain, but it got cold. We're sitting about 38, 39 right now.
Well, you and I, we finally got to go out, Sneak, and do a little bit of work and get away from the studio. We got to go out and cover some events this weekend. I was down in Greenwood at the SSBR NABA co-sanctioned event. You were down at Laurel at SSBR NABA. We're not going to go real in-depth with those today. We're going to save those for the weekly program, I believe. And like I said, I couldn't get back down to Greenwood to cover the second night of it last night because of the weather. But we had the Bill Lipscomb Memorial here in Batesville last night, which it was the fifth year for it. And we had some good rodeo action up here. And I'm going to talk about that some later on in the week. But like I said, we are Scott and Kelly are down in Fellsmere, Florida, at the, I believe it's the Bobby Lathereau Invitational. Is that the title of it, Sneak?
I believe that's right. I know the last name Lathereau is right.
Okay. Well, we'll get Scott on the line here in just a few minutes, and he can give us the correct name on it. I was taking notes a while ago, but I was also looking on websites at the same time, and I got a bunch of gibberish scrabbled down here. But, you know, you and I, We were out at a couple events, like I said, and then Scott, I don't know if he got jealous or what he did. He went out and found him an event to go to, and he's going to be spending Sunday at it, while you and I are in the studios taking care of the cleaning out the stalls and stretching the wire again, huh?
That's it. Of course, this Sunday, I'm kind of kicked back watching turkeys out in the pasture right now.
Oh, man, that ought to be cool. that season's coming up, isn't it? I see, I'm not a turkey hunter, but that season's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here looking at two jigs out my back window right at the moment.
Oh, man, that is cool. I went out to the barn this morning. I got up early this morning, went out and fed late yesterday afternoon. I knew the snow was going to be coming in. It's going to be covering the ground up, and didn't want the horses thinking I'd forgotten about them, so I went out there and dropped some hay and some grain this morning, and, man, you talk about a beautiful sight. The only thing it had missing from Wyoming was the mountains. We got some hills here in part of Mississippi that I live in. We just don't have the mountains, but, man, it was beautiful out there. I took some snapshots while I was out there. I'll get those up on my MySpace page before too long so people can look at them, but it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, I'm jealous. I kind of like to see the snow every now and then, you know, while I'm inside a building, but don't like to get out in it, but I like looking at it.
Well, you forget how much work comes along with the snow when you have horses and you have cattle until the snow hits. Then you remember you got to get up earlier and go drop that feed for sure then. But, yeah, I'm a snowman. If it stays on the ground today, that's fine with me. And then it melts, which it's starting to melt here. We're getting a little bit better shape. But, hey, my name is Rip Copeland. On the air with you this afternoon, my buddy Sneaky Wilson's on air with me. Like we said, Scott, he's out and about down in Florida, and we are going to see if we can get him on the air with us here right now, see if he can tell us what they've got going on down there in Florida. Scott, you with us, buddy?
Hey, Rip, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, we are having a great time. First, before we get started, I really thank you that y'all fellas got out there and rolled real hard, sent some of that cold weather down here to Florida, because let me tell you, it is a little bit chilly down here.
What's your temperature down there?
Oh, it must be around 50, 48 maybe.
Oh, y'all are probably freezing to death then, aren't you?
Yes, sir. You know how we do it down here in Florida. If it drops below 65, we got the jackets on. So, hey, listen, we are right in the middle of some great bull riding down here in Fellsmere, Florida. So for all you rodeo fans out there, do not pass up the opportunity. Check out our website this week. We're going to have some pictures. We're going to have some results. Now, Rip, I do have to tell you while we have a quick intermission going on so they can load more bulls, I had the opportunity to watch some great, great can chasers out here this morning. A lot of them, few of them even been to the National Finals Rodeo down this way. So we were really pleased to be able to get down there and see a few of those hot little barrel racers running around.
Hey, you lucky dog, you know that I like the can chasers. I told y'all that last week that other than bull riding, one of my other favorite sports or events in the sport is the barrel racing, because it's got those lightning fast horses and those pretty cowgirls on them. You know, I really do like that part of it.
Yes, sir, and you are missing it down here in Florida because there were some pretty ones.
Well,
but, hey, listen.
I don't doubt that.
Guys, we're still loading up more bulls down here. I am actually right behind the buck and chutes on the left-hand delivery side. So we're gonna have an up-close and personal view of the bull riders down here. You know, this is Bobby Lathrow production. He's a former world champ bull rider. Actually, I don't know if he was an NFR champ or if he was just a circuit champ down here in the southeast, but certainly one of the best bull riders. And actually had the opportunity to watch two of his three sons actually down here ride. I believe that Jimmy and Billy made a qualified ride, and Jimmy got bucked off. And Jimmy actually, most fans may know him and have had the opportunity to see him in the PVR last year. So we got Hollywood down here, our funny man for the day, with his son Boogerhead, and we're having a great time.
Yeah, I'm jealous. He gets out on a pretty day. Yeah,
now,
me,
Sneaky,
me and Rip have to fight the cold.
Sneaky, you're indoors, man. You're not standing outside on the computer, are you?
Well, I'm looking out the window at the turkeys right now.
Well, let me tell you, man, we just cannot please you no matter how bad, you know, things get for you. It's just not good enough. You know, we send you out to a rodeo this weekend. We let you get up close with some bull riders, get to see some fans out there in the stands, and you're still complaining. I'm telling you, Rip, I don't know what we're going to do with him. I don't know what we're going to do with him, Rip.
Hey, Scott, it all goes back to he's the one in the group in this little bunch that wears the makeup. I'm telling you, it all stems from that.
I agree with you. I certainly do. Anyways, we got some great bullfighters. We got some great bullfighters down here today as well. We got a gentleman by the name of Garrett. He's kind of our lead bullfighter down here. Had the opportunity to talk with him a little bit today. And I know we actually have several of the riders from the southern states down here. We're up y'all's way this weekend. Rooster McKeenan, he actually won the Laurel event last night. Sneak, what did you think of him?
I tell you what, that young man put on a good ride. He scored an 86 up here. And let me tell you, he actually got a chance to get on the Super Bowl Challenge that they had afterwards. A bounty bull they had, and I tell you what, he almost had that bull. He went like 7.2 seconds on him, and that bull, Neon Ron, is an NFR bull, and I tell you what, he was putting on a heck of a ride.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have not had the opportunity to see him yet down here, but we're certainly looking forward to it. We're definitely ready to go. Looks like they're still doing a little bit of the intermission out here, still trying to load up some more bulls and get these cowboys, get their ropes on them. But, hey, guys, we are really enjoying it. I think we're going to take a short break there, Rip, let you all go refill your water bottles, and we're going to try to get down here and see if we can't help get some of these bulls loaded. How about that?
All right. I'll play a little bit of music here, and we'll refill the water bottles. Dude, before we go to the break, I want to remind the listeners out there, we do have a guest call-in number. If you want to call in and talk to Scott, Sneaky, or myself, or you just have something in general concerning rodeo or bull riding, give us a call, 646-915-9940. You are listening to the Making Eight radio program, and we will be back in just a minute.
Bye, Bedhead!
Copeland on the air with you right now. I got my partner, Chris Sneaky Wilson, and live on the road down in Fellsmere, Florida. got Scott Misek. He's out. He's covering an event down there live for us today. And I want to remind you, if you want to call in, talk to us, give us a call, 646-915-9940.
646-915-9940.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
My understanding is that where you've got the television set up at, that you weren't getting real good reception over there, but did you have any visitors come through and do the
yes.
out-of-the-shoot challenge, and how's that going?
Yes, sir, we did. Before the event really started kicking off, we got a lot of the young kids out there, and well, I'll tell you what, there's some good video bull riders, if nothing else. They really enjoyed themselves and had a great time with that, doing our little tailgate party. But I will tell you what, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to listen to Hollywood down here. Hollywood is just, he's getting the crowd really pumped up. We're excited. We got a full house down here. And like I said, we're excited to be in Fellsmere this weekend. You know, they're still trying to get a bull out of the arena, trying to get some scores, and we're going to try to commentate some of these rides right here coming up. Still got a few more riders trying to get their ropes on their bulls and get ready to go. But I've actually got a young fella down here by the name of Rooster. He's actually right below me as I'm standing up on the fence. We're going to see if we can't holler at him real quick, have him say howdy to you.
All right.
How's that?
That'll work.
Hey, Rooster. Hey, man, we're live on our internet radio show. You mind saying hi to some of our co-hosts and our fans out there?
All right, hang on one second here.
How's it going?
Hey, Rooster, this is Rip Copeland up in Batesville, Mississippi. How you doing?
All right. Just came from there.
Yeah, you were in Greenwood Friday night, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I was.
I'm sorry to step on you, Rip, and I saw you in Laurel last night. That was a good ride you put on.
Thank you. I enjoyed the bull. It, good stuff like that, you should make good rides.
Hey, Rooster, that guy you're talking to on the other end of the line there, he's a makeup wearer in the group. That's Sneaky Wilson.
Nice to meet y'all, or not meet y'all, but nice talking to y'all. Heck,
you too.
It's good talking to you too, Rooster. And look, enjoyed watching you Friday night in Greenwood. And I know Sneaky, he talked about you, and he enjoyed watching you down in Laurel the other night too.
Yes, sir. I had fun. That's all I could say about that place. There's good bulls, good rides. That's all I could say.
What did you think about Mississippi, the hospitality state?
Hey, I had fun, I know that.
You did?
Yes, sir. I'd much rather come there because, man, stuff down here, there ain't nothing like up there. That's some good stuff.
Well,
yeah,
hey,
you slipped out on me last night before I could get a chance to talk to you there.
I'm sorry. We had to come all the way. We had to drive 13 hours to come down here.
I understand. I've been there myself.
That's
yes,
the
sir.
Life. That's the life of a bull rider or a rodeo. Anyways, that leave one event, head to the other, and it may be a 13-hour, 14-hour drive ahead of you.
Yes, sir. And I'm going on about 2 hours sleep, 24 hours, so I'm ready for about anything right now. here's our buddy back.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot, Rooster. We appreciate it, man.
All right, folks. Rodeo fans, that was Rooster McKeeman. Y'all keep an eye on him because I believe he's going to be up here real shortly up in the higher ranks in the PBR series. So definitely keep an eye on him. Pulled in over $1,000 last night for his win down there in Laurel. So we're happy that we were able to talk with him a little bit.
That's
yeah,
not he's bad for
him. Number two in the standings now, isn't he?
He's back and forth. Him and the number one ranking rider, who is not here today, they are battling back and forth. The point standings are so close that they keep alternating. But you know, he may pull out of here in first place today. We're gonna pull for him and hope he gets a win out of it.
Well, good deal.
I don't know. Is Rip still on the air, or did he fall asleep on us?
No, I'm still here. I'm looking in the chat room here. We got some guests online. I was just going to make mention, If any of them that are out there listening, if they want to call in, talk to us. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. We'll put you on the air. If you don't want to talk to us, just type your question in on the chat room, and I'll get it out to whoever you want me to ask it to.
Hey, Rip, hang on a second. We got a bull. We got a cowboy just nodded his head, come out of here. He just got spun down a little bit. That bull was out to the left a little bit, just spinning real close to the buck and shoot there, pulled him down into the well. And I believe that was Shannon. Not sure of his last name. He's another good rider. I think he just got pulled down into the well. Y'all there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're sitting here listening to you.
Oh, okay. I apologize. But, that was a good try from that cowboy. Most of these guys, like I said, a lot of them were up y'all's way last night. Drove, like Rooster said, drove a little over 13 hours to get down this way to be down here today. So a few of them may be a little tired.
I would imagine most of them are. But I tell you what, that young man we just had on there, I was really impressed with the ride he made last night.
Yes, sir. Well, we have not seen Rooster ride yet today. He's, matter of fact, when we caught him, he was trying to get his spurs on. So we're glad he took a few minutes to talk with us. And like I said, we're gonna see what kind of riding he can do today. Like I said, they definitely want to keep your eye on him because I really believe he's gonna be up in the Built Ford Tough Series here before too long.
From what I saw last night, I can really believe that.
Scott, make sure you, when he comes up, you take us through his ride because he didn't do as well up in Greenwood as he did down in Laurel Saturday night. But it wasn't because he didn't have the want to or the try about himself.
Now to my understanding, Rip, he did make a qualified ride in the first round, but was not able to cover in the short go.
That's right.
Okay. But
I don't have the score on the first round ride.
Well, we'll work on getting those this week, and we'll have them on our up and coming show. We'll be able to talk a little bit about them. Like I said, we're excited about being down here, and I do apologize if y'all get a lot of wind in the phone. Like I said, we're standing on top of these bucking shoes of these fences down here, so it makes it a little harder.
Well, that's the best place to be to see all the action.
Yes, sir, it is. I'm not complaining about the seat. Looks like we got another cowboy just nodding up, sliding up on his rope, about ready to nod. There goes the gate. Bull's kind of flat, jumping down the arena a little bit, but he's staying with him. He got himself a qualified ride. I don't know what the score's going to be. They're going to work on that, and we'll let you know as soon as we find out. How's that?
Sounds like
a good
deal. Hey, Scott's having to work and earn a paycheck today. I like this, man. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, Kelly's making him do a real good job this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. Now, y'all give me a hard time about it, but let me tell you, she runs the show. She is certainly down there. She's taking pictures for us and keeping notes, so that way we got something to talk about on our show this week. Now, Rip, just out of curiosity, you got any idea when we're doing that?
The next show, I do not. We mentioned 2 days, Wednesday or Thursday, but we've never confirmed the date.
All right. Let's see if we can't get something going on that, see if y'all can't get a show set up for us, so that way we could we can announce that these fans out here at this Fellsmere Rodeo, try to get them involved. How's that?
Okay, that'll be great. We'll work on doing that. See what we can get set up.
It looks like they're trying to get some more bulls loaded up over here on this left side. Looks like they're down on the right-hand delivery chute, and we're going to try to look in there and see what we can come up with.
Scott, while we're waiting on that ride to take place, I want to remind our listeners about the Making 8 website. We do have the storefront up now. I'd like to invite them to go in, check out everything we've got on the storefront there. It's at making8.com. You can get into the chat room through that address, also the storefront. They can look at our ugly mugs that you've got posted up on there. They'll see why we are on radio, internet radio, instead of the television.
Well, you know, that cowboy, I think needs to buy an airline ticket. He just got launched from a big old Brahma bull out there. But I tell you what, we're seeing some great rides down here. We've got some great bulls. Some of these bulls have actually been out bucking in the PBR series. You know, so for them rodeo fans out there, don't think they get to see a show. You know, by going to these smaller rodeos, I beg to differ. I think that these bulls down here, these small-time rodeos, are most of them, are, a lot of them, are the same ones that you'll see in the Bill Ford Tough series. And you know, we really had a really good time down here listening to them or watching them.
Well, you know, Friday night we had the SSBR Bucking Bull of the Year up in Greenwood. Spencer Robinson's Blues Clues was up in Greenwood Friday night.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that. Remember you telling me about that. But I'll tell you what, they've got some great ones over that way. I'm sorry, man. I had to keep turning my head to keep loading bulls up behind me in the pen, so I want to make sure I don't get run over.
Well, that's fine. Don't get run over. We can't lose part of the broadcast team.
No, that'd be terrible,
anyway.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would mean Kelly would have to drive home.
Now, let me tell you, we do have to talk about something here. Now, Rip, you and I were talking just before the show, and you were trying to get me back there to talk to some of them pretty little barrel racers.
Right.
And, you know, of course, the boss is right there with me, and so it kind of makes it a little difficult. When I say the boss, I mean my wife. But, you know, she did tell me that, you know, you keep putting me in those bad ways now. You're liable to get fired from the show because she is the boss, remember?
I do know that she's the boss, but just tell her you're doing it as a favor to me.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. I will certainly pass that message.
See if that'll work.
Okay. We'll do our best, but looks like they're just about ready to load up Rooster right now. He's getting stretched out, getting ready to go on. He's got his rope on his bull, and we're going to keep an eye out for him. Y'all still there?
We're
still here.
Okay. We got real quiet there, but if there's any fans out there that are interested and want to get involved, want to find out where those rodeos are, make sure you contact us on the website throughout the week. You know, we still got that out of the shoe bull riding challenge. You know, that we have between the three of us. We're looking for a wager. So if there's any rodeo fans or bull riders that have an idea on the wager we can have at our first rodeo event that we all do together, give us a call or you know, send us an email. Let us know what the idea is. How's that?
And that was something I was thinking a while ago, Scott. You might want to get with some of those fans that come up to the tent after the event's over with. Y'all are going to do some more out of the chute challenges there, and just kind of pick their brain for it and see what they would kind of like to see as our wager.
Okay, we'll certainly do that. Not sure who that cowboy was that just came out on the right-hand delivery side, but he made a qualified ride. Looked pretty good, bull side back, and turned back to the left, and he stayed with him the whole ride.
Well, good deal. I'm having a little technical difficulty here. Y'all bear with me.
So you're typing on the computer and trying to talk again, right, Sneak?
Well, I'm trying to get the computer to work here.
Yeah, I saw where you left the chat room. Just
well,
a reminder,
Sneaky, you do have it turned on, don't you?
You got to turn it on.
Well, you know, I wouldn't put it past you, Sneak. You know, we got to break things down for you in simple matters, don't we? If you turn it on first, I bet you'll get something on the screen.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why it's kind of black here.
Now, and when I say you got to turn it on, I don't mean like you do your girlfriend, okay?
We don't want to go
okay,
there now.
Wait. This
you don't,
this
you
is,
don't
this
have
is
to pet it and talk nice to it, okay? You just push the button that says on and off.
All right, guys, this is a family show. Let's remember that.
Well, man, I'll tell you what, some of these bulls are just not ready to get out of the arena. They're doing some showing off down there at the other end. But let me tell you, we do have some calf roping coming up after this. We're going to try to keep our eye out, maybe see if we can catch a little bit of that as well. It's gonna put us past the showtime, but we'll keep notes and we'll have something to talk about during our show on Wednesday or Thursday. How's that sound?
That sounds like a good idea. And just want to remind the listeners, Scott, that you know that we've all been to bull riding events this weekend. I went to a full blown rodeo Saturday night, but we're not just talking bull riding here on Making Eight. We're talking any event in rodeo that you want to talk about. The calf roping, team roping, steer wrestling. Doesn't make any difference to us. We want to talk rodeo.
Yes, sir. That's right. We really do. You know, we talk bull riding because that's what we know. You know, that's where we're at. But anyhow, it looks like they're having some issues. They got a bull that's laid down in the arena now. So
he's a married bull.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, he don't want to go home.
Nope. I don't think he does.
You liked that, didn't you, Rip?
You guys are going to get yourself in trouble. See, I'm sitting back listening to y'all.
I'm single. It's legal for me.
Okay.
Well, hey guys, while we got another minute here, we're gonna talk a little bit about Rooster. Like I said, he's still getting warmed up back here. I don't even believe he's got his caps on, but yeah, we're gonna try to watch him. Definitely looking forward to seeing him ride here coming up after the word we got from you fellas over there in Mississippi on how he did this weekend. We're definitely looking forward to seeing some good bull riding with him. You know, one of the other things I wanted to plug, I had the opportunity to talk with some fellows down here. We got some vests and some gloves that are going to be coming out here real soon. We're going to be selling on the website. Well, maybe some ropes. Ryan Ripple, who's a SSBR rider, actually makes ropes down here. And we had the opportunity to take a look at them. And I'll tell you what, a lot of these riders have them down here, and they are some nice ropes. So we're going to try to get in contact with them and get those on our website, on our store as well.
Scott, you said the number one spot wasn't there this weekend. You're talking about Wagner Luciano, I believe is how you say his name?
Yes, sir. He's one of those Brazilian riders like Adriano or Guilherme. He's another one up and coming in the ranks. I would expect to see him in the Bill Fortes series for too long. I think he may be the next generation Brazilian. So, you know, we look forward to seeing him as well. But he is not here at the event today.
Yeah, I was sitting here looking at the standings, and he is actually leading by a couple of thousand points.
Well, they may have changed after this weekend. I'm not real sure, but we'll get up with the owner of the Southern States this week. We'll be able to talk with him and find out how far behind he is, and we'll get into a little bit of the scoring, so that way we can talk about that in our next show too. Maybe describe for the fans how the point system works for the Southern States bull riding. How's that?
That's good, because I'm not real up on how they're keeping the score with their points and stuff. So, you know, that'd be something interesting for us to find out and, you know, let people know about.
Yes, sir. We definitely will. We'll talk with them this week, and we'll check in and get back on our next show. We'll be able to talk about it a little bit. Guys, I'm gonna have to cut out of here for just 1 minute. Looks like they're still on the right-hand delivery buck and shoot, so we're going to take another break and check back in with y'all momentarily. How's that?
Sounds like
That'll
a
work.
Good deal, Scott. Listeners, you can give us a call, 646-915-9940. Get on the Making Eight broadcast. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show. Got three lines open. Love to hear from you.
heterosexuals, Christian friends bend over excess don't rise. Those fussy clothes they wear, I can't get them out the mirror. I wanna be the friend that ladies cannot get away with it. Where are the cowboys, the yippy cowboys? Tell me girls, I wanna know. No one looks all can. I want a real man to take me to the rodeo. Where are the cowboys, yo? Muscle up, muddy truck, testosterone. Hand is touching, heart kissing, run straight to the bone. Hey, hey,
Making 8 radio program. Glad to have you along with us. Got some lines open if you want to get on here and talk with us. We'll talk to you about anything as far as bull riding and rodeos, any events involving rodeos.
Who is it?
And
sounds like we got Scott.
Scott was busy there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's actually doing something.
we're just down here trying to get a little information about Rooster's bull here. Looks like he's going to be on a bull called KO. We're trying to find out who it's from. But they're still bucking on the right-hand delivery, so they're across from us over there. But looks like they're going to be working their way over here shortly. And we definitely hope to get some good bull rides coming over from this side.
Scott, have you got a plug on any of the stock contractors that's brought stock in there today?
Well, we got Bobby Lathrow brought some of his bulls down, and we got a great stock contractor right out of South Florida here, I believe. Junior Lanier brought his bulls down, and we got, I believe it's Kenny Malden has got his bulls down here. Looks like KO is a Kenny Malden bull that he's gonna be riding. They brought their A-pins down here. I'll tell you that, because some of these bulls have been really, really good.
How many bull riders do we actually have at this event, Scott?
I believe around 24 riders, and then we've got some junior bull riding coming up here as well. So we're gonna have to get up with them and check out some of these new up and coming riders.
And you're saying they're going to bring back 8 in the short go. Is that what you told us, Scott?
Yes, sir. 8 back to the short round. Now, I will tell you, they're bringing a bull in now by the name of Darth Vader, and he is one rank puppy. I'm going to try to get a good look at him here. He's a right-hand delivery, so he's on the other side, but we're going to get a little peek of him here.
Darth Vader, I have heard that bull's name before. I believe I've seen it on the websites where I'm recollecting that name from.
Yes, sir. And the name of that website is actually SSBRnow.com, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Like to let everybody know that they've got a good website set up, the SSBR. They've improved it. It's SSBRnow.com.
Now, is it SSBR or SSBR Now?
It's SSBR Now.
Okay. All right, that bull, he was out to the left a few times. Came back to the right. He was down the arena just a little bit, but we got a qualified ride from that cowboy. So great to see. That was a strong bull right there.
Who's the cowboy we had there?
Trying to get a name for you right now. It's making it a little hard. We weren't able to get a good list like we were hoping with the numbers of the riders on them. So we're just gonna have to listen into the announcer a little bit. And you all know me, I can't multitask real well.
Well,
that's why you fit into this group so well, Scott.
I believe it is.
I do know you've got 5 of the top 15 there at that show this weekend.
What's that?
You have 5 of the top 15 in their standings there this weekend.
Yes, sir. They're just about every SSBR event that they have. They are in it for the money, and they are putting on some good shows.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I know you've got three of the top 4 there. You got your 2nd, 3rd, and 4th place there at that show.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about it. I don't know, for some of you rodeo fans that have been following us, you know, when I first started this this website, you know, the reason why I've decided not to compete is because of an injury I sustained right here in Fellsmere, and this is my first time back. So I got to tell you, it's been really nice. I actually ran into a few of the emergency workers that had the pleasure, so to speak, of working on me and getting me out to the helicopter when I was injured down here.
Well, it's good to see old friends like that, especially those that came in there and helped you out when you got hurt. And, you know, we don't get to talk about the emergency crews that work the events unless something bad happens. We always tell them thank you a time or two, but those guys and gals, we like having them around, and those first responders, they're a real blessing to us.
Yeah, you're right about that, Rip. You know, I had the opportunity to talk with Garrett for a while this morning, the bullfighter down here, and let me tell you, I was just I was really pleased. You know, he was here when I got hurt a couple years ago, you know, but was right there to get in the way and keep that bull from getting on me and camping out. So you know, it's nice to have those bullfighters down here as well. This is the first line of defense. If by chance we do get injured, you know, the great thing is that we've got some great EMS workers down here able to attend to us once we get out of the arena.
Yeah, they're always a little handy there, and yeah, they don't get enough credit for what they do.
Well,
we got Bobby Lathrow riding right now, and he is getting it. Staying on that bull, he's going to have himself a qualified ride. He sure has. Made the whistle there. Bull went down the arena, but I'll tell you what, he just looked good on him. That's another one of those lap rows that, you know, I'll tell you what, they are a great breed of bull riders.
Now you've got 3 of them there, correct?
Yes, sir. We've had the opportunity now of seeing all 3 ride. Like I said, I believe Jimmy was the only one that got bucked off this afternoon. But, you know, he'll be back at it. Now, Sneaky, what was he standing in the SSBR circuit?
Jimmy is setting number 3 right now.
Setting number 3, okay.
He's a number 3 man, and like I said, the first guy in the first spot is Wagner Luciani. Then we've got Rooster Kevin McKean in there in 2nd spot, and you've got Buckshot Morrison down there. He's our 4th man, and then Clayton Wooten is sitting in 15th spot in the standings right now.
Okay.
I'm still here with y'all guys. I'm talking with some fans online.
Kenny Hammack scored a 72. That too was just riding, just before Bobby. And I did not catch Bobby's score, but we're gonna get it. We'll be able to talk about it when we get back in the studios.
Okay.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, it looks like Bobby's gonna have a re-ride option. They only scored him a 62 or 63, I believe, because the bull went down the arena so far. So they're gonna give him another opportunity to make some money.
All right.
Yeah, those re-rides come in handy every now and then.
Yes, sir, they sure do. Now, I didn't see coming out of the chute if he was fouled or if there was, you know, if the bull just didn't perform up to his ability. So that may be why they're giving him a re-ride option. We'll have to find that out. We'll talk about it in our next show. Now, fellas, y'all got to try to come up with something there. Give us some show times here.
Sneaky?
Yes, sir.
Thursday night a good night for you?
Thursday's good for me.
What about you, Scott?
Well, hey, I'm good for that. We'll make sure we're on with you guys back in the studio. But you know, now Sneaky, we were talking. Now that's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern time, correct?
Oh, here we go with that stuff again.
Eastern time will be 8 mine and Rip's time.
Okay.
And we'll be 6 o'clock for our friends out on the West Coast.
Okay, now, here's another question for you. Now, this is for Rip, so, Sneaky, don't try to chime in, because you probably had your notepad there already factored in those other time zones. What time would that make it in Australia?
I knew you were going there when we started this time zone stuff, and I have absolutely no idea, but you're leading into something that's a good segue. Why don't you go on and just talk a little bit about that, Scott?
Well, I'll tell you what. We Making Eight Outreach is really getting some fans. We are expanding all the way over to Australia. I had the pleasure of getting some messages back this week from a young cowgirl over that way that has really enjoyed listening to our radio show. And if you know, she's listening today, we want to say hello to her and, you know, or good day, mate. Down as they would say it down in Australia in the land down under, we are getting some fans out in Australia. They're listening to our radio show, and we're excited about that. Like I said, had the opportunity to see some great bull riding, and I know they've got some great bull riding over there. Brendan Clark, a few others have come up through the Australia ranks over there, so they do have some good bulls.
And she's going to work on an opportunity for us to get some of our apparel out over there, right, Scott?
Yes, sir. We're looking to try to get some Western stores and stuff to carry our products, and she's going to be our connection over there, I guess you could say. We're hoping that she can get us some Western stores to start carrying our products over there, and we can get Making Aid on the map.
Okay, I have figured what time that would be in Australia.
5 a.m. in Australia, so they may have to wake up a little early and drink their coffee before they listen to our show. What do you think?
It's a 12-hour time difference, and I didn't really figure that out all on my own. Y'all going to have to figure out how I did that.
Rip, I can tell you right now, I knew right off the bat that you didn't do it on your own. But I'm sure you pulled up on the Internet and had to find out what time it would be over there.
Well, I had a fan over on the Making Eight chat room who was helping me out with that. They didn't want me to look bad. So there you go. They helped me out with it.
Well, Rip, they sure as heck can't make you look pretty. So looking bad, it's pretty natural for you. We got a bull that just took down a board in the loading alley there.
Well,
they're still working on loading them up down here.
I saw something at the rodeo here in Batesville last night that I've never seen all the years I've been going to them. We had one escape while a ride was going on in the arena.
Is that right?
That's right. I've never seen that before. We had too many players on the field.
No kidding. Now, did he actually get out in the arena?
Yes. He got completely out of the chute. He had his flank strapped and the Cowboys bull rope on him. He was out there without a rider on him.
No kidding. Well, you sure the Cowboy just didn't jump off of him?
No, I'm positive because there was another bull in the arena with a Cowboy on his back.
Oh, okay.
I actually had that happen to me.
Well, did they throw the yellow flag?
They did not?
Well,
they did not.
You know what?
I guess it was so far away from each other that where it was happening that
we'll have to check with those judges down there. They made, you know, I mean, because you can't miss a play like that, too many men on the field.
Well, I tell you what, I'd hate to be the latch man on that side. I'm sure he got a good talking to by the stock contractor.
I'm sure he did too. But hey, Sneaky, I'm sorry to cut you off out there like I did.
No, I was saying I actually had that happen to me when I was fighting a show one time. Me and my partner were following a bull down with the rider on it, and I just happened to look over my shoulder, and as the other bull come by me, he had got his head between the cut yeets and decided he wanted to come on out. And it's not a fun feeling, you know, sitting there in between two bulls. So, I've actually had that happen.
Well, did you turn? Did you look at him real pretty and smile at least?
We won't say what I did.
did you have to go change your britches?
Yeah, my wife had fun washing those.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, hey guys, it looks like they're sliding over here this left-hand delivery side. We got some cowboys sliding down on their bulls right now. Looks like Rooster's going to be the second one in line, so we're going to keep our eye out on him. I don't know who it is that's coming up right now. We got Hollywood out in the arena doing little dance moves, entertaining the crowd, that's for sure.
We've got three lines open here, Scott. We need some callers to call in, talk to us, 646-915-9940. We've got about 7 minutes remaining in the show right now, so we got some time to talk to somebody.
And that's all right if we don't, because we're going to sit here and talk some bull riding. Looks like
that'll
we got
work.
This cowboy. We got this cowboy tying in right now. He's making his rap. They got the gay man ready. We just gonna wait on him here a little bit. He's sliding up on his rope right now. Nodded his head. Here he goes. That bull's out. Back to the right a little bit. Kind of turned into a flat spin, but the cowboy staying with him makes a qualified ride. That was a really nice ride from that cowboy. And the bullfighter stepped in and drew the attention away, because I'll tell you what, that bull marked a target on that cowboy's back and was headed for him. But great job from the bullfighters.
And we don't give those guys enough credit either. We were talking about the EMTs earlier. The bullfighters, the funny men, they're out there for a reason, and they always do a great job.
Yeah, they do. All right, guys. Now, we're down here with the one that's been going back and forth between number two and number one in the SSBR standings, Rooster McKinnon. He's tying in right now, taking his wrap. We're going to watch him tie in right here. He's coming out right in front of us, so we're going to have a great seat for this event, for this ride. On the bull, KO. From Silver Spurs. All right, bull's out. He's with him. Bull's out to the left just a little bit. He's all the way down by the right-hand deliveries, but he's made a qualified ride, so hopefully he's going to be in the money. Took a little shot right there. Got kind of hung up trying to get off. But, yeah, that was a great ride by the number two man, Rooster McKinnon. Looks like he's over saying hi to his mama.
Yeah, you got to let mama know you're okay. That's a good thing to do.
Oh, that's the most important, man. Always got to check in with your mama or the missus, you know.
That's
I know.
Exactly right.
I know a few times when I was riding, I had to go out there and you know, give the thumbs up to the missus out there since she knew I was okay.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of crowd y'all got out there today, Scott?
Oh, I'd say we got us about 500-600 people down there. It's a pretty packed stadium. It's a little smaller arena set up for mostly bull riding, but they do have the calf pins on the other side.
Well,
so
I'm taking it that it's covered arena since I can hear the wind whipping through your phone every
now
and then.
It is not a covered arena. We're down
not
here just, no, sir, we're down here just, in, you know, the thing of it is, you know, you might as well say I'm standing up here, you know, like on a tower almost. I mean, it, you know, we're not directly on the buck and shoot area where the cowboys are. We're trying to stay out of their way, let them do their business. But, You know, we're back here on the fences, kind of standing up against the post. So, hey, if you guys hang tight 1 second, I'm going to try to get down here and talk to Rooster a little bit, and we'll get back to you. So if you guys don't mind holding on to the air, and
all right.
I'll check back in with you just as soon as I can, okay?
Holler when you get down there close to him. Hey, Sneaky?
Yes, sir.
I am trying to find some upcoming SSBR events on the website, and you obviously navigate around this thing better than I do. Can you find any coming up?
Give me just a second here. I've been having a little technical difficulty, but we can see what we got coming up. I know our show in Philadelphia was postponed.
Did they ever reset that date?
Not as of yet. Well, as of last night, let me rephrase that. Now, I will make mention that we have a tri-state show over in Liberty, Mississippi this coming weekend.
Yeah.
You know, for any of the fans listening.
That tri-state, correct?
Yeah, that is tri-state. One of the best barrel men in the country, Rudy Burns, who's actually been the NFR barrel man of the can of the year several times, is going to be putting that show on. That's in his hometown. And Chuck Sullivan will be bringing some of his stock from B&S Rodeo Productions. And I have been to that show a few times, and they usually put on a great show over there.
Right.
So always have a good crowd, good bull riders, and you know, some good stock at that show.
Well, good deal. We may have to try to sneak off down there to that one.
And if you will give me just a second.
You're having the same problem I was having. It wasn't just me, was it?
Hey, Rip, you there?
Yes.
Okay, hey, we were not able to get a score for Rooster there. We're going to try to get in with the judge there or two and see if we can't find out what he had. But looks like Jimmy Smith just made a good qualified ride. He's a little banged up. We're taking a look at his hand over there. But, yeah, he had a good ride as well.
Okay. SSBR bull riding. Here we go. March 6th and 7th at Moorhaven, Florida. That's going to be the, oh Lord, I can't pronounce this. I can't pronounce this. But it's going to be in Moorhaven, Florida. It's a festival ranch rodeo and SSBR bull riding.
Well, what you guys have to do is understand that this is also a lot of the Seminole tribe Indian country. So most of the cities and most of the things that are put on down here are through the Seminole tribe. So we have a lot of Indian names on those.
Right.
Well, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name because I don't want to insult them down there. But that's going to be March 6th and 7th.
Hey, listen up, guys. We're going to have to cut out of here. I know that we're getting short on time, but we want to thank you all for having us out here at this show. You know, if you're listening to us, make sure you get out to those hometown rodeos. Support these cowboys out here, and you'll have a chance of seeing some great rodeos. So, you know, some great bull rides. We're going to try to check in with the can chasers. We're going to watch the short go round coming up here in just a few minutes, and you know, we're definitely going to be back, and we'll let you guys know how it goes on our next show next Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
That'll be 5 o'clock in Australia.
5 a.m. Right?
That's 5 a.m. in Australia. Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, we're going to get off here, but we do appreciate you guys being back in the studios with us, and glad that you guys enjoyed some bull rides, some SSBR bull riding out in Mississippi this weekend, and we'll get back Thursday night, and we'll talk about it and catch up on things. How's that?
Look forward to doing it. Y'all have fun down there, Scott, finishing up.
And
yes,
Rip,
sir.
Invite the people in the chat room there to come in to make an ace chat room. We're all in there now.
All right. Just because we're going off the air doesn't mean you can't keep on talking to us. We're in the Making 8 chat room. Go to making8.com. It's got a chat room tab on there. This is Rip Copeland. We are going to be off the air. Scott Sneaky Wilson, myself, and – or Chris Sneaky Wilson, Scott Misek, and myself. I messed that one completely up. And we'll see y'all Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central.
Y'all have a good one.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Star Truth pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage.